What would happen if we had the audacity, the courage, the boldness, and the presence to lean into our edges and to grow from our core? See, in a world shaped by yesterday's leaning into tomorrow's, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. The world has shifted, and now we find ourselves in a space-time continuum where lifestyle, business, and consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast. I'm your hostess, Lena Ski. This is a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in those big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Let's get astronomical. Let's really shift the needle into flow. When is it safe to actually be safe? I want to just interrupt this series of podcasts to talk about psychological safety. Recently, I was hosting a round table conversation over at the WebEx Forum, which is an amazing space for coaches, consultants. It's really designed for coaches, but it's really the epitome of where human resources, middle management, top management, any sort of leadership programs and coaching programs are taking the new frontier. So it's really, really, really a delicious place to be playing, and so honored to be part of that facilitation team there. Anyway, so just a couple of days ago, we were doing a roundtable on safety. And the thread that I wanted to bring up is, how do we actually allow for the safe spaces to come into being so that we can actually have the conversations we need to be having at work, so we can actually have honor what's actually happening in the room, so we don't have to really squeeze our bellies around elephants in the room, and that we can really be in our truth and authenticity? And it's a really, really, really hard conversation, even though psychological safety right now is getting to become a buzzword in so many leadership articles, in so many leadership journals, in terms of something that's needed in one's culture to be cultivated. In fact, shifting any culture without a sense of safety first, well, that's just asking for trouble. And if trouble's already something that you're in the vicinity of, it's not going to add more to the kind of culture that you want to create. In fact, it's going to take away. Whether you're starting up or scaling up your purpose, your enterprise, your vision and your dream, whether you're bringing on different collaborators or different stakeholders and designing teams that are purposely designed to really captivate and cultivate what needs to be happening for your work, your impact, your service to have the maximum amount of value and the maximum of true return on investment that it can have in perhaps the biggest ecosystem that we can play in, we need to address safety. And I'm not talking about comfort zones. I'm not talking about the kind of safety that has us stepping away from the edge or stepping towards the edge. I think when people look at creating safety, for starters, in very innovative industries, they think it seems to take away the edge. It dulls something. It stifles creativity. It stifles conversation. And in the other interim, where companies may be not that innovative, but are more productive in their way of being, safety feels like a non-compliance certificate thing. Like, why really go there? Everything's moving along tick-tockingly in its own accordance and in its own way. And we don't even need to be looking at safety. And maybe the workplace doesn't need to be, you know, dulling down its corners or putting tape on things or baby-proofing everything. It's not about that. It's about creating a space where what's there can be there, who you are can be there, the conversations that need to happen, including these awkward conversations that need to happen, get to be there. Because if you're not pushing those conversations, if you're not allowing yourself to go, hey, hold on, this isn't working, maybe there's another way of doing things, we end up being these kind of caricatures dancing around this ethereal space of not being able to do the work that we actually be doing. And we end up hindering ourselves because we look at a word like safety and think of it as dirty. And I get it. It's semantics, right? It's linguistics. It's all of these different things. And yet there's an invitation here to take the game deeper. I love the whole idea of a company doesn't need to just grow faster these days, because we can grow fast. But if you don't grow deeper first, you can't grow faster. You have no core. You can't stack up all of these different resources, attributes, values, tools, resources, commodities, people on something that's a twig. It makes absolute no logical sense. And yet that's what a lot of businesses do, because they try to create these ivy towers of opulence and success and almost this Game of Thrones thing of like making themselves become more visible in their placement on the tournament, the game that they're playing. And already it's being framed as a tournament. Already it's being framed as something that yet again doesn't have safety as part of the equation. So how do we have safe spaces and safe conversations? I like to think of it a little bit more than just safe, because that word has been tainted in the past, and because this whole comfort zone thing, it's kind of an oxymoron in the whole development leadership industry. And in terms of what we create and how do we move, is it red ocean, is it blue ocean, like where are we really coming alive? And really inviting a space that's actually brave. So part of my work and part of the work that I have been doing is helping people create those brave spaces, because as I've said before, the world doesn't need any more brave faces, it needs more brave spaces. Imagine we had the brave space to be able to talk to the client, to be able to talk to the stakeholder, to be able to speak to the person we're collaborating with, to be able to speak to a consumer, to be able to address the program faults or the product faults, to be able to look at the service in its own entity and entirety, to be able to shapeshift and work with a place of wholes. It's a whole other lens to creating, and I don't believe it's that far-fetched. In fact, as I said, safety, psychological safety in the workplace, is something that's coming through a lot of the leadership journals. It's coming through C-suites, it's coming through management, and you know, maybe you're not the big corporate. Maybe you don't have your ivy tower. Maybe your ivy tower is more box and mirrors and smoke and glitter than anybody else cares to know. Maybe you look bigger than you actually are, because there's a lot of that, especially with social media. It's so easy to look bigger than what you really are, and for people to have this outside in perspective of this grand vision, this grandiose thing, and this behind the scenes clock tower that's just working so efficiently, so well, without actually being in truth of what it actually takes to do that, and facing the reality that maybe, just maybe, you're on the tail end of a budget in terms of putting together all the resources that you need. Because we don't like to talk about that stuff. I mean, we like to point that stuff out in other people, but we don't like to own that stuff for ourselves. I'm curious if you would think that would be a brave thing to do. In an age of authenticity, would you dare to name your business? There's a thought for you. I'm not talking about taglines and bylines and cool pickup lines. I'm not talking about logos and flavors and dynamic visual representations. I'm talking about naming your business. No, not elevator pitches, not investor pitches, not even that vision statement that you think is your vision statement that you put on the wall, which normally comes down to something as disconnected as and as generic and uninclusive of who you really are, because maybe that's not who you really are. Maybe that's not what you're really in business for. It sounds cool. It gets the millennials happy. But is it really, truly, and absolutely at the core? See, I think psychological safety moves a lot more deeper than just workspace culture. There's an audacity to being safe. Think about that. In a VUCA world, in a world that is volatile right now, in a world that is ambiguous right now, in a world that is uncertain right now, the most rebellious thing you could possibly even do could possibly be to be brave, where brave actually means safe, because it's an act of authenticity, it's an expression of vulnerability, it's an epitome of truth, it's integrity, 505 to the power of 9. It is bigger, deeper, and a whole lot more meaningful than you might think. And again, you might notice that these ideas start to get a little bit airy, a little bit fairy, a little bit grandiose, a little bit disconnected from where you are. And maybe they are. Maybe you're in that 0.00000005% that's actually epitomizing the rock star space of actually being in integrity with the work that they're doing and actually being brave in the way that you're designing things. Not audacious in your color palette or the fact that you put this feature there or take this feature out, but that you actually do things in a whole other way. And that is why safety is so deep, why it holds so much. It becomes a container for a business plan, a container for a brand plan, a leadership plan, a communication strategy, everything you need to really not only just be distinctive, because this is more than just being distinctive, not only just to enforce quality or define quality or refine quality and distinguish yourself even more in that spectrum of things, but you really then start drawing gravitas around a whole other layer of things. So when you think of safety, invite yourself to think of a different space, a different frontier on what that means for you as a startup, as a scale-up, who's needing to move through a world of unknowns. Where do you ground yourself? What do you ground yourself in? How willing are you to have the conversations you need to have? How transparent do you want to be? And of course, and again, there's so many layers to these questions. There's so many layers to these questions. Oh, I can't wait to have these conversations with you. One-to-one, really just understanding what it is that you're really, truly wanting to create and helping you actually see what it is that you actually are creating and what it can actually and possibly is and can be in its core. And it takes a brave act, a safe act of going, you know what? I'm going to have a conversation about this. I'm going to push my needle into flow. I'm going to be radical about the truth. Because there's safety in knowing what is. Why else do we measure KPIs? Sure, they look awesome. They're data to bedazzle whoever we want to bedazzle. Most people don't really care, but there are people who are bedazzled by those things, and there's value in those things as we have looked at them historically. And as we look at how KPIs, key performance indicators, are changing, and maybe you might want to just dial back a couple of podcasts and just have a listen to that. So when I ask you what the safest thing you can do right now is, I'm also inviting you to, at the same breath, ask what the bravest thing for you to do right now is. When it comes to your business, when it comes to your brand, when it comes to your communication strategy, when it comes to what it is you epitomize and the purpose of what it is that you do. Go on and dare and ask yourself that question. And I'd love to hear the answer. In fact, this is one of the things I absolutely love and have not used on Anchor yet. You can actually dial in and give your feedback. You can actually leave a voice note and become embedded in the conversation. Give me feedback. Tell me what you're thinking. Tell me what's rubbing you up and rubbing you down and pushing you into something new, and your feedback on all of this. And your questions and the impact it has on you and the impact you want to have on this kind of space, your kind of space, your kind of work that you do as an entrepreneur, as a scaling thing that wants to take its own form and let work happen through you and with you. So I'm going to drop the links in the show notes because I'm still not actually sure how to do it, but it's all going to be in the show notes, and you're going to be able to dial in, send a voice note, send notes, and I want to hear you being brave, being safe, stepping up, stepping in, taking charge. Game on? Good. So there you have it. There's no more room at the edge of maybe. Maybes have been taken up and scrapped off the list, because we're not just in business to create products or services. You're in business to create openings, shape connections, and establish engagement. And this is your exact chance to find your opening, to take a step in, to get bold, to get daring, and to have that presence to follow your bliss, to follow that uniqueness that you bring into the world and let the world know, to step into the new class of emerging and share your genius. This has been Lena Ski for the Supernova Podcast. If you enjoyed this conversation or you want to find out more, head on over to my personal site, which is lenaski.com. Or if you're ready to get a little bit more moonshot, if you're ready to get a whole lot more magnetic, exponential, evolutionary, and intuitively design the business, the products, the services, and the talents that you are here to deliver to this world, you're gonna love theglobalmovementsummit.com. See you there.